and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. Like TMZ, Us Weekly, and E! News combined. Scandals, breakups, the most celeb nonsense. It's The Daily Dish with Anna and Raven on Star 99.9. Driven by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Gwyneth Paltrow, have you seen her new photo shoot?
Oh my gosh. I mean...
It's everything I think is the best about Gwyneth Paltrow because she's so
happening?
Clueless. There's a new photo shoot for Gwyneth Paltrow where it's her being incredibly sexy in a grocery store.
Right. And it makes no sense whatsoever.
It's like old people at checkout that are like, you know, elderly people checking out.
That are horrified by her.
Horrified. And she's lying down on like the, what's it called? You know,
conveyor belt, right?
Like all her abs showing in a bikini and
oiled
she's like
up,
all
almost,
oiled up,
right.
And I'm like, who does this appeal to? Then there's one where she's walking down the aisle, and then there's like the woman that looks like me. She's got like the baby Bjorn on. It's a
right.
Mom. The baby strapped to her. She looks like a hot mess. And then there's Gwyneth Paltrow in a black sexy mini dress, just posing in the aisle. A
couple things that are so wrong. Besides just that, is that first off, you know Gwyneth Paltrow sells $500 t-shirts. She would never be caught dead in a regular grocery store.
Right.
Something else is like that grocery cart is full of Lucky Charms. I love Lucky Charms. There's not a thing in that grocery cart that she would actually eat.
No, all she eats is tofu and organic stuff. So why would she possibly be buying Lucky Charms?
I don't know, but Twitter points out the fact that there's a great special on lamb chops that is posted on the wall behind her in the Photoshop.
That's nice.
It's 2 for $5. I mean, that's pretty good.
She says that the moment that changed her life is when her father told her she was being, and I'm going to use a different word than she used, but basically being a jerk.
Mm.
And she said she was at the height of her career and she thought like that nobody could tear her down. And when her father said that to her, then it was the point that she knew she had to get back to her roots. And I thought,
when is she going to do that? Right.
When is she going to do it?
When is she starting that?
That conversation happened in like 2000.
Right.
17 years later. Like,
right.
What?
Still the same jerk.
Yeah.
But I mean, you look fantastic. It's a great photo shoot. It's just extremely strange.
Today, I'm going to put on a sexy black bikini, which I don't actually own. And I'm going to go to Stop and Shop, right?
Oh.
And I'm just going to
You're probably going to get arrested.
Across the conveyor belt.
Oh, you're definitely going to get arrested.
While Hayden lubes me up in oil.
I hate when somebody puts something wet or cold on the conveyor belt and then your stuff that's dry and clean is going to go on there next to it.
This is even worse.
Baby oil would be even worse.
That weird chicken juice that falls out even though they give you the plastic
bag.
Disgusting. It's going to roll around in it. The freezer aisle. That's what I'm going to do. That's great. The public has spoken. They do not want to see people dressed up as Kim Kardashian bound and gagged by armed robbers for Halloween.
Well, you know what? That means they were taking it off the store shelves, but other people are going to be rocking that costume left and right. You remember when the crocodile hunter died?
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Right.
People were rocking that costume just a week later.
That costume was available on Costumish, and the founder said that he will return the money to the 6 people who did buy the costume. And then
he
apologizes.
More press than he ever had in his entire life from this.
So, of course, I go to the website because I'm like, what other things do they have available?
Let me get that quick before they pull it off the shelf.
You can get the adult sexy pilgrim
because
that's what I think of. But when I think sexy, I think pilgrims.
Right. Yeah? And you think pilgrims at Halloween, I guess, right?
How about the sexy Ebola girl? And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
What? Who wants that? Who makes out with that girl?
That is a very, very, very deranged doctor.
Oh, how about sexy Mrs. Potts? Like the one from Beauty and the Beast. Who watched Beauty and the Beast and was like, Mrs. Potts with
the tea kettle?
The teacup. Yeah, the teacup. Yeah, the thing. Yeah.